Saturday morning huddle on Mix 101.7, and turning our attention to the Sioux Central Rebels and coach Brandon Goodchild, as Sioux Central made the drive over to Akron Westfield last night and came up short 30-14. Coach, I know that Akron has been good in recent years. What made them especially challenging for you in your matchup?
You know, they got some pretty good athletes over there right now. Their quarterback's really, really good, and their skill positions. They got some kids that can go up and get the ball, and they like to spread you out and make you cover one on one.
And so, how did things play out in the first half last night?
Well, you know, we ended up getting the ball first. They kicked to us. We kind of started a drive, and we kind of come short on that drive and fumbled it. And that was kind of an important part right there. We knew we kind of had to go into the game, control the football. Their offense is very explosive. They ended up scoring in the first half or first quarter. They kicked off to us, and then we went down and scored. And Jake Hansen scored 11 minutes, 22 seconds left in the second. And Kavanaugh scored the two-point conversion to make it 8-6 at that point.
Okay. But then Akron Westfield kind of took control, I guess, from there on out.
Right. And you know, in Akron, they had some big plays. We had a hard time stopping them defensively. We knew that going in, though, they were going to be a pretty explosive offense. They scored with 10 minutes. They scored again quick with 10 minutes and 18 seconds left in the second. And then the one that really hurt was right there at the end of the half. 57 seconds left, they scored another one.
Mm. And as you mentioned, Jake Hansen had one of your touchdown runs, and unfortunately, Ben Hargan, still not feeling right, did not play last night. But in his absence, Jaden Harder, sophomore, got 35 rushing attempts and scored your other touchdown.
Right. We had some kids step in, and sometimes that happens with injuries and sickness, but we had some kids that are going to have to step in and step up, and you know, they did a good job with that. You know, it sometimes makes you a good team if you can fill those voids when there is injuries.
Harder had 145 yards on the ground. Defensively, anything or anyone you want to point out?
Yeah, a couple kids here. Preston Sampson, he led our defense there. He had 16 tackles, and he puts himself to the football. He also had two catches for 15 yards. Jake Hansen, you know, we threw the ball all right. He was 5 for 8 with 33 yards. Keaton Lindner, Blake Kavanaugh, and Caden Weber all had catches as well during the game.
Well, you'll be home next week. What do you know at this point about South O'Brien, who will be in Sioux Rapids for week 4?
Right, just like any other year, South O'Brien's going to be a physical team. Coach Furman, he'll have them ready to go over there. But, yeah, you know, it's going to be a battle on both sides of the football and you know, control the football. And both teams are going to probably try to do similar things.
Sioux Central now 2-1 after falling at Akron Westfield 30-14 last night. Coach, I know you'll regroup and come out ready to go next Friday. Thanks for joining us on the Saturday morning huddle as always, and enjoy the weekend.
You bet. Thanks, Ryan.